from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A ton to get to today, including a cycle at Citizens Bank Park last night. Nice win for the Phillies. And, of course, we had ourselves an Eagles game last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, do everybody a favor. When you go to the gym, don't smell like you just came from the gym. And put a shirt on, man. I was in the gym this morning, and some fellow was in there working out, man, and he had the whole gym lit up like a Christmas tree. And he didn't have a shirt on. And it had to be him, because me and him was the only two cats in the gym. And it's just like, dude, I understand. Like, I'm not saying take a shower or nothing like that, because you're there to sweat. But, dude, don't smell like you just left a gym to come to another gym. That was bad. It was bad this morning.
That's a tough start to the day, Hugh.
Yeah,
that is. That stinks.
Real tough to the
day.
Yeah,
you could say that
real
about some
start.
Of the play we saw last night as well. Eagles and the Patriots, the second game of the preseason. Hugh Douglas last night. Eagles win 14-13, but that's, you know, whatever. The score is the score. The reality is this. We got the word yesterday we weren't going to see the starters on the offense, so I guess plant-based Hugh won. No offensive starters last night.
Nah, not at all.
We did see a few defensive guys, including Bryce Huff and Zach Bond. And
got a couple plays.
Yeah, they got some time in. And I actually thought the defense, for the most part, played well. Avante Maddox with an interception. But, Hugh, here's what I didn't expect. But here we are on a Friday morning, 3 weeks away from the start of the season. We have a quarterback controversy in town.
Which is hilarious.
Yes, but I'm not talking anything about Jalen Hurts. It's not about the starting quarterback. We have a backup quarterback controversy. The Eagles went out and traded for Kenny Pickett in the offseason. Remember, we had that whole week-long thing. Would they go get Justin Fields, and then they ended up with Kenny Pickett? They obviously tried to bring in here a guy with some clout, right? A guy that played in the NFL, that had some starts under his belt. They wanted an experienced backup behind Jalen Hurts. And Hugh, I was all for that, because let's be real. Jalen Hurts plays the position very physically. He's gotten banged up in the past.
And you want to cover yourself a little bit.
Yes, and there's a real chance, and it's why I think this is an important conversation here, that whoever is the backup is going to play this year. I hope he doesn't, but I think there's a real chance, based on Jalen's history, based on Eagles' history, that the Eagles' backup quarterback is going to play this year. And Hugh, so far throughout the preseason, it's becoming a real thing, because when it started, it was like, well, Pickett's obviously the two, and Tanner McKee's the three. And then it seems like, as the training camp has gone on, more reports have said, you know, McKee looks good, Pickett looks okay. Last week against the Ravens, Hugh, I didn't think either looked particularly good last week. Mm-hmm. But last night, let's be real about it. Tanner McKee outplayed Kenny Pickett. Tanner McKee last night, 15-19, 140 yards, a passer rating of 97.4. Kenny Pickett, 11 to 13, so the completion percentage was good, but only 67 yards, couldn't get the ball downfield, missed John Ross deep, took four sacks as well.
Yeah, he got sacked a lot.
And he took those sacks. Like, he was almost creating his own pressure. No sacks for Tanner McKee. Hugh Douglas, two preseason games in, we have a quarterback controversy, so I need to know, what team are you on? You on Team McKee or Team Pickett?
See, I don't think it's a controversy, because I think it's McKee, like, right out the gate, because Kenny Pickett has had, what, 24 NFL games under his belt?
Yeah, 24 starts.
And listen, I understand that it's preseason, and, you know, he doesn't have the best weapons out there, and it's not the best situation to be in. But McKee took advantage of the situation that he was in, and here's the reality of the NFL that a lot of people probably aren't going to get. You have to take advantage of the situations that are presented to you, regardless of the adversity that you might face. You do. And you look at that, and Kenny Pickett took a lot of sacks that he probably shouldn't have took. Held the ball a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see Tanner come in there, he provided a spark for that offense. And man, listen, sometimes the offense, especially when you talk about the preseason, it's designed just to see what you can do, just to see if you can make the decisions. Try to, like, go put the ball in the hands of the playmakers. And that's what he did. That's what he did. And then you look around the league, and you hope that both of them play well, because it gives you more leverage as far as, like, potential trade possibilities and everything like that. But if somebody called me today and asked me which quarterback would I be willing to part ways with, I would have to say it's Kenny Two Gloves at this point.
Well, I can't argue with you that Pickett has outplayed McKee, because he didn't. I mean, last night, I saw it the same way everyone saw it. Tanner McKee outplayed Kenny Pickett last night. But I just want to bring everyone back a little bit on who these two guys are. Kenny Pickett was a first-round draft pick.
This is true.
Kenny Pickett has 24 starts.
24 of them things.
And he didn't play well enough to keep his job in Pittsburgh, but he also wasn't an unmitigated disaster. They won football games with Kenny Pickett. I've watched Kenny Pickett win games on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. Like, he's won games in the NFL. Now, he's more of a backup than a starter, and they're lower scoring games. I'm not saying he's going to light it up, but I've seen him play and win with some decent players and a good coach around him. Tanner McKee's a sixth-round pick. He's never played besides these summers when we get all excited. And last night, yes, Tanner McKee played better. But I do think it's worth noting that Kenny Pickett came in, and the Patriots had some defensive starters out there.
Yeah.
By the time Tanner McKee came in, he's playing against backups on maybe the worst team in the AFC.
All of that is brought into the equation, Joe. I get it. But again, like I said, you have to take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you. And to be fair and balanced in this, because of what you said, the 24 starts, the fact that he's played in the league, he's probably going to be the backup to Jalen Hurts.
And they traded the equivalent of, what was that, third? You know, it was like a late third-round pick equivalent for him.
So he's probably more than likely, like you asked me, what would I do? What's probably realistically going to happen is he's going to be the backup.
But I have a feeling a lot of people are going to agree with you today. Like, it's just my guess, based on what we've seen, based on the fact that most people don't have a high thought on Pickett. Like, it's not like he did a lot in Pittsburgh. Again, he did start 24 games. And you go look at it, he started 24 games in the NFL, and they were in contention when he was the quarterback.
Yeah.
They were an average football team. Tanner McKee hasn't started. Last time Tanner McKee started a game was Stanford, and he went 6-16
the
as a
trees,
starter.
Yeah.
At Stanford, with the trees. All right, 215-592-9494. Pickett or McKee? And you know, you might kind of chuckle and say, are we really having a backup quarterback? Yeah, of course we're having a backup quarterback.
Backup quarterback controversy.
This is the Eagles. And the reality is the person that the Eagles choose, I mean, we're going to all have our opinion, is probably going to play this year. I don't want this to happen, Hugh. I hope it doesn't. But Jalen Hurts' history is he gets banged up, right? Last year he had the knee thing. Now, he played through it, but, I mean, he played through a knee thing. The year before was a shoulder. The year before was an ankle. I mean, the reality is, whoever this guy is that is the number two quarterback on the Eagles is probably going to play. Nick Sirianni last night after the game, here's how he answered the Bruin controversial question about his backup quarterback.
Tanner made some really nice throws down the field today with some good anticipation. And I'll have to look at the tape of what happened, but they both had good practices through to this date. I thought they both played solid today. Now I'll have to watch the tape to see exactly what happened. It's really hard to kind of say exactly, I don't remember any plays that I felt like, Kenny made. I'm like, oh man, that was detrimental, right? Obviously you go back, or, or with Tanner either that they made. I didn't have any of those notes down like that, but I thought they both played well within the scheme, and I thought they both did some nice things.
Is that a competition, or is Pickett the number?
Kenny, you know, you saw where they went in today. Kenny's our number two. Tanner's our number three, and I'm really happy that those guys are both on the roster.
An interesting answer there, because he answered it with the, well, you saw what happened today. But the question is, moving forward, is it a competition? He didn't say no. I mean, he didn't say no there. Let's listen to the quarterbacks after the game. Kenny Pickett on the way he played and how the offense moved last night.
Obviously, the Eagles traded you to be the number two guy. Tanner's been getting some of the reps in the twos. How do you view that competition now?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, they're continuing, like I said, kind of mixing groups up and just letting guys play with different groups. Just taking it day at a time and continuing to put good tape out there, continue to play well, and progress with the offense.
Kenny Pickett, after a tough performance last night, taking four sacks. All right, how about Tanner McKee? Let's hear from him. This is two summers in a row. He has excited people here with his play in the preseason.
Were you surprised when they traded for Kenny?
Was I surprised? Howie did a great job of communicating. I think they do a really good job of communicating. They told me that they were going to bring in another quarterback, and we were going to compete. And so that was the message that I got. And Kenny's been a great teammate, and we're going to continue to compete for probably the whole year.
I love how he said compete twice. He's coming for this job. He's played well enough that this is a conversation now.
I think that's the right attitude to have, man, because, of course, you know, like when you look at where you're drafting, where Kenny Pickett is drafted, you know that they're probably going to lean more towards him because he does have more playing time out there on the field. Now, granted, he's won some games in his NFL career, and he's done something that you haven't done up until this point. So, yeah, they're gonna go with the seasoned guy more so as a backup than you in this situation. But last night, he went out there and he competed, and that's what you want from a young quarterback.
And he didn't take sacks. He moved the ball down the field. He threw out. The one thing I like about Tanner is he throws within some anticipation. Like he get.
Yeah, he throws them open.
He does throw them open. 215-592-9494. All right, I'm planting my flag. I remain a Kenny Pickett fan as a backup quarterback. I like the trade when it went down. I realize he hasn't done much these first two preseason games. I still want him as the backup. Let's just fast forward. 3 weeks from tonight, they're in Brazil. Again, none of us hope this happens, but it's the NFL. Jalen Hurts comes up hobbling in the third quarter.
No, not in the first game.
Well, this is important. I'm trying to paint the picture. This matters.
No, not that picture, though.
All right, the second game, third game, whatever. Pick a game. And they got to go to the backup.
The ninth game of the season. No, the 12th game.
12th game? That could be a big game, Hugh.
Yeah.
What is that, the Ravens? And
the 15th game, and hopefully by that point we didn't already clinch the number one seed.
So you're making it like it's not a big deal. This is a big deal.
No, because I don't feel like right. What you're about to present to
we're doing it my way.
I don't
way,
want
then.
To name one of them out there.
We're doing it my way then. First quarter of the first game. Jalen comes out hot. Oh, how about this? Concussion protocol. So maybe he's probably fine, but he's got to go in the tent.
Yeah.
Who do you want coming in the game? 215-592-9494. Kyle, what team are you on here? Team Tanner or Team Two Gloves?
I'm Team Tanner, dude. The Kenny Pickett dream is dead. We have to give it up. I mean, he stinks.
He got little hands.
He looks terrible out there. Tanner McKee gives me like serious Nick Foles vibes. I mean, just everything looks smooth when he's out there. I love the way that he throws a pretty ball. He throws guys open. Like
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't know how, honestly, like, I don't know how Kenny Pickett got drafted in the first round. I didn't watch him as closely when he was with Pittsburgh, but now that he's here, I'm like, what did anybody ever see in this guy? That, honestly, it disappoints me that Howie Roseman liked Kenny Pickett.
It was a bad quarterback draft, to be fair.
He doesn't look good at all.
No, it's been choppy. But, are we overrating Tanner a little bit on some preseason games against third stringers? He went 6-16 as a starter at Stanford. 6-16.
That's fine. I mean, I think we're... I think we're probably overrating Tanner McKee a little bit, but, like, I think people are ignoring... Maybe not, because I think a lot of people today are going to be Team Tanner.
Oh, I feel like I'm in the minority.
But you are in the minority if you're going to be ignoring how Kenny Pickett has looked through the first two games.
I don't think he's looked good. No, I agree. I mean, especially last night. I thought the first game he was okay, considering what they asked him to do. But last night he took too many sacks, too long to get rid of the football. It was not good. 215-592-9494. It feels like a yearly conversation here. Who should be the Eagles' backup quarterback? But this does matter. I heard Joe this morning say it. You know, it feels like two-thirds of the seasons in the last 30 years, they go to the backup, and sometimes for a significant amount of times, whether it be Jeff Garcia in 06, obviously Nick Foles in 17 and 18, I mean, even Jalen Hurts in 2020. I mean, Hugh, of all the NFL teams, it does feel like the Eagles, and I think maybe part of it is they've had a lot of mobile quarterbacks, they tend to get banged up.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles always seem to need the backup over the course of a season to win a game or two, which is why, Hugh, I think it's why they went out and got Kenny Pickett. It's why that we had that conversation about Justin Fields. We know they prioritize the backup. In some towns, I don't even know if anyone cares who the backup is. Here, it usually matters.
Yeah, I mean, and I get what you're saying, and I understand it, but this new NFL is a little different in the sense that everything that you do, every time you walk out there on the field, you're being evaluated. And it, so much so that Coach Sirianni even alluded to that. He said they both had good weeks of practice. Because these practices matter. Every time you line up under center and you take command of that offense, they're evaluating everything that you do. So with that being said, Joe, like last night's game might factor into some of the decisions that they would make. But I think most of the decisions come from the practices, the film study, the classroom stuff and stuff like that. I think they take all of that to evaluate the quarterbacks. But last night, it wasn't a good look for Kenny Pickett, no question about it. It just looked like he was off just a little bit, like with the timing, and he held the ball a little bit too long. He just, like, he was a little off.
It did. Then four sacks, taking four sacks in, what, 17 dropbacks? That's a lot. I mean, that's way too much. Meanwhile, McKee got the ball out of his hands. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll start here. We'll get to the Phillies, of course, with the Weston Wilson cycle last night, which was awesome to see, the first one at Citizens Bank Park in a very long time. Your phone calls here. We have a tri-day coming up as well. We'll tell you what it's about and how you can get in for a spot in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy Football League. But we start with the backup quarterback, which does matter here in Philadelphia. McKee or Pickett, who do you want as the number two when this season opens up in 3 weeks? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy tri-day, man.
Hey, Chris. Happy tri-day, buddy. What are you feeling today?
Here's what I'm feeling. First, Hugh, I got an answer for you on where you can live. I was thinking about this. Dude, Ike is becoming an Ike empty nester. He's got all his kids moving out and getting older. Why don't you just move in Ike's house?
Man, listen. I can tell you, like, Ike is like a brother. I could put it like this. Ike's not letting me live with him. Like that's a no-no. Ike would look at me like I was crazy.
Chris, I do think it's a funny idea, though. They carpool over here together, carpool the pregame show. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you save a lot of money on gas and stuff. You know.
No, I know. Like, say, for instance, if I did, I'd be like, hey, man, I know him. It'd be like 2 weeks in, be like, hey, when you leaving? Like, when are you getting up out of here? You got to go. Like, no, that would not be a good
look. Is that dog not going to hunt?
That dog ain't hunting, man. That is not hunting.
You know there's lots of room in Middletown, Delaware for you. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm working on it, man. I mean, hopefully by next week I have some ideas. Hopefully by next week I'll be moving. Like, hopefully I can tell everybody by next week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no one believes you on this, though.
I know they don't.
I mean, we got to get redundant. When they start lifting your stash, that's when it's time to go.
Yeah.
You got to go. You know what I mean? So, guys, let's talk birds here. Let's get into this. You know what? All jokes aside, this is the most important position in Eagles history. Let's remember that it was Nick Foles, a backup quarterback, that hoisted our very first Lombardi trophy. So it matters. And watching that game and watching Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett, I just, you know what? I can't help myself. You know what? Hit it, Kyle.
Hit it, Kyle.
Here's the thing.
Hit it.
Hey, hit it. Hit, okay? Howie, you burned a third-round pick on this clown. Pickett can't even pick his own nose. He's got the circus hands, all right? He's got to wear two gloves to pick his own nose. I'm telling you, Tanner McKee is on fire. He's a stud. He's 6'6", 231 out of Stanford. He's Nick Foles 2.0. Let's go! We are E-I-G-L-G-S-E-N-O!
Love it, Chris. I mean, there's only one city in America.
How tall is Nick Foles?
6'4"? 6'5", 6'6".
He doesn't, like, I didn't know. I've never met Nick Foles. I didn't know he was that tall.
Yeah, Nick's pretty tall.
Did we just get a Tanner McKee hype speech?
Oh, we did.
Yes, you did.
This is the only city in America where this would happen. I'm serious. Like, I don't even know if there's another city in America that would have a legitimate conversation on who the backup quarterback should be.
Don't you just love it, though?
I do.
The passion of the fan.
And we just got a hype speech for a 6th-round pick, 3rd-string quarterback who won 6 games in his college career. All right, I think Tanner is a good developmental quarterback, and I like what I've seen in 2 summers here. I just keep coming back to, he's a 6th-round pick that won 6 games as a starter total in college. Like, Kenny Pickett, for as rough as it's looked the last 2 weeks, and especially last night, has had back-to-back years where he had winning records as a starting quarterback. He was 7-5 and 7-5. And I know the Steelers gave up on him, and he was choppy.
Don't give up on me, baby.
I'm not trying to say Kenny Pickett was very impressive his first years in the league, but I think there's at least some competence there that you could take the... I mean, I watched him a Sunday night game 2 years ago against the Baltimore Ravens go down the field and win the game with a 2-minute drive. Like, he's done that a couple times. I feel like it's a little overreactionary.
Well,
we're going to kick him out of here.
It's not.
You want to trade him.
If I'm looking...
You did say
it.
Yeah.
I did say that. Because I'm looking at it like this. In a small sampling size, if... Like, we still need to figure out, especially with the injuries that we have to our slot receivers, we need to figure that position out now. If a team comes in and they want a quarterback, and I see something out there that I feel is valuable that can help me enhance my team, then yeah, he could be trade bait. I would definitely trade him.
Well, I mean, it's the good thing about having quarterback depth. Yeah,
yeah,
at the most important position. Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't be surprised if teams around the league look at Tanner McKee and say that's a good developmental prospect as a backup quarterback. We've seen it now for 2 summers. Like, I think there's something there. I think it's fun, the Foles comparisons, because I see it too, just like, you know, kind of the way he looks and the way he throws the football. I'm just not ready today, after watching a couple preseason games, to just say, yeah, I'm done with Kenny Pickett. He's a former first-round pick. They traded a pretty high pick for him. There's something there. And I know I'll be a man on an island today. I'll be on the Kenny Pickett Island today, not giving up on this guy as the backup quarterback. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Yo.
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys, man? I was just telling Kyle, I'm Team Tanner. I'm Team Tanner McKee. I got a couple of key things here. Kenny Pickett never really, and to me in Pittsburgh, he always had like pretty close games.
He did. Terrence, the average Kenny Pickett game was like 16-14. The Steelers would win on a field goal at the end. Yeah, I know.
And he had weapons. To me, I feel like Tanner McKee.
Yeah, you got that.
I feel like right now he's playing like the more hungrier quarterback. And I also feel like he's been here a little longer, so he might be a little bit more comfortable than Kenny Pickett is right now with how things going on in Philadelphia, if you know what I'm saying.
I think you're right on that. Yeah, he does look more comfortable. I mean, Kenny looks like, and Hugh was referencing this, almost like he's a tick slow in how he's seeing the field. Meanwhile, McKee's getting the ball out, and it just looks – it's flowing more.
Yeah, and I thought Kyle, I feel like he's giving me, you know what I mean, a little Nicky, I mean, Nicky vibe.
Well, if you give Nick Foles vibes, you're going to win the town over. I mean, that's the reality of it.
And also, I feel like, as for the starters not playing, I feel like if these guys aren't playing and we get in, like, week 3 and the offense is struggling, this is going to come back, and it's going to bite Nick in the ass, because I feel like at least get these guys the last game of the season, let them get two series in or something. It's a new offense, and I feel like it's going to come back and bite you if we look horrible, if the offense has no continuity. We haven't played in real live game action, so I feel like it's going to come telling if we're playing down against Green Bay on week one and our offense is like, you know, ain't got no rhythm.
Terrence, I agree with you. I mean, we're 3 weeks away from the opener, which means that joint practice they had 2 days ago is more than 3 weeks from the opener. That's a long time. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to get to today. We'll get your phone calls up here. Tanner McKee or Kenny Pickett? Are you Team Tanner or Team Two Gloves? Plus, we got some audio for you from Dave Spadaro about the Eagles' thinking regarding the backup quarterback spot and a spot in our fantasy football league today. It's a Friday, which means we'll give the spot away with a try-day. We'll tell you all about it next. 215-592-9494. Who should be the Eagles' number two quarterback, Tanner McKee or Kenny Pickett? We'll discuss the midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.